This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today. He will launch the Swastha Nari Sashakta Parivar and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaigns at Dhar. The campaign will be organized for a fortnight till Gandhi Jayanti, 2nd October, at the Ayushman Arogya Mandir, community health centers, district hospitals and other government health facilities across the country. Mr. Modi will also address a gathering on the occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also transfer funds under the Pradhan Mantri Matri Vandana Yojana directly into the bank accounts of eligible women across the country. Mr. Modi will launch the Suman Sakhi chatbot online service to raise awareness on maternal and child health. The Prime Minister will also distribute the 1 crore sickle cell screening and counselling card for the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate 15 major welfare schemes today at Delhi's Tyagraj Stadium as part of the Seva Pakhwara initiative. Time to coincide with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday. Today, the launch includes key projects such as the Atal Drishti Hostel for visually impaired college-going girls, the Atal Asha Griha for individuals with intellectual disabilities, and the Savitribai Phule Griha for senior citizens. Union Information and Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav hailed Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of his 75th birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Mr. Modi has given India new direction, new inspiration and new energy. He asserted that following the path laid by the Prime Minister, India will prosper, become empowered and fulfill the resolve of becoming a developed nation by 2047. Union Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that India is ready with necessary ecosystem for indigenously designing and manufacturing chips needed for electronic equipment. He was speaking to media persons after inaugurating a Britain-based semiconductor manufacturing and training center in Bengaluru yesterday. He informed that the semiconductor mission supported 278 universities and institutions, which resulted in students designing 28 chips within the country.
Overall, when we started the semiconductor mission in January 22, our focus was on creating the entire ecosystem. So today we have 10 units under construction, 2 fabs and 8 ATMP units. And one of the units has actually started pilot production. CG Semi has started pilot production. Another 2 units will start pilot production very soon from the main plants. We have also started the India Deep Tech Fund, which will basically be focusing on AI, semiconductors, biotech, and the real deep tech sectors, which was a real good need in our country.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump greeted Mr. Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, like Mr. Trump, he is also fully committed to taking the India-US comprehensive and global partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi said India supports Mr. Trump's initiatives towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. India and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of United States Trade Representative, led by Chief Negotiator for India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brendan Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team held discussions with officials from Department of Commerce in New Delhi, led by Special Secretary, on India-US trade ties, including on the India-US bilateral trade agreement. As part of long-standing defense relationship with Russia, India participated in the Japath 2025 military exercise at Nizhny Novgorod in Russia. In a press release, the Defense Ministry confirmed that a contingent of 65 Indian Armed Forces personnel from the Army, Air Force and Navy took part in the exercise. Indian javelin star Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defense in the qualification round of the World Athletics Championships 2025 in Tokyo, Japan today. A total of 37 athletes are competing for 12 sports in the final, which will take place tomorrow. The automatic qualification mark is set at 84.50 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.